From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope, serving Lawrence and the surrounding areas, providing financial and emotional support to families that are navigating a pediatric cancer diagnosis. Details at babyjslegacy.org.
It's 51 degrees in Lawrence, 50 in Topeka. It's 306.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 3:30. Then at 3:36, we will talk about employment. Hiring apparently picked up last month. U.S. employers added 130,000 jobs. Scott Horsley will tell us more about that. We will remember the life and career of actor James Van Der Beek, who has died of cancer at the age of 48. And then at 4:15... he's been called the greatest fossil collector who ever lived. He was born 153 years ago this week in Carbondale, Kansas. He's sometimes referred to as Mr. Bones, but his real name was Barnum Brown.
He became known among his fellow fossil hunters for his unique sense of style out in the field. He often undertook his excavations in a suit and tie, a bowler hat, and a long fur coat.
More about the life and times of Mr. Barnum Brown coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the lower 30s, mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high in the upper 50s, down to the lower 30s tomorrow night, highs in the lower 60s are forecast for Friday.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
It's 50 degrees in Manhattan, 53 in Emporia. It's 320.
Support.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Olympic ice dancers Madison Chalk and Evan Bates have competed together for years.
Hard work will pay off if you're consistent and dedicated to what you're trying to accomplish.
Now they're going for the gold as husband and wife. What fuels their partnership on and off the ice? On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. morning edition coming your way. Matthew Algio will have your local news.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit with 6 decades of experience helping customers align their assets with their retirement aspirations. Details on products, careers, and company legacy at securitybenefit.com.
You are listening to KPR, Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming your way in just about 35 seconds. It's 51 degrees in Lawrence, 52 in Abilene. The time is 3:30.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said the Defense Department and FAA had acted swiftly to address a cartel drone incursion. I'm Aaron Montes in El Paso.
This is NPR News in Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A proposed ban on cell phones in Kansas schools is now back on the table after state lawmakers waffled on major changes to the policy. On Monday, a House committee voted to make that ban optional, but the next day, the committee reversed course again. The new proposal would force public schools to lock phones away for the entire school day, but private schools would not have the same requirements. Republican Representative Sherry Brantley says that state mandates should only apply to public schools.
Private schools do not receive our funding, and so I don't believe that they should have policy from us.
Critics pointed out that Kansas gives tax breaks to individuals or companies who donate money for private school scholarships. Democratic Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says a racist social media post by President Donald Trump should not have happened. KMUW's Carla Eccles has more.
Governor Kelly was dismayed by the video clip depicting former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle as primates in a jungle.
I was offended and actually appalled and saddened, you know, that in today's world, in 2026, that can still happen.
In terms of Kansas, Kelly says, it's been made clear years ago that we are a free state. The Democratic governor says we value people of all different backgrounds, colors, creeds, and religions.
What matters is what kind of contribution are you making to our communities, to our state.
Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran also says the now deleted post was racist and not who we are as a nation. I'm Carla Eccles.
The federal government is taking over control of the Manhattan Housing Authority. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development announced the takeover yesterday. HUD officials say the authority has failed to make changes required by an earlier agreement with the federal government. KSNT is reporting that HUD determined the Manhattan Housing Authority repeatedly, quote, failed to correct identified deficiencies despite notices, extensive technical help, and multiple chances to achieve compliance, end quote. A Housing Authority representative says the takeover will not have an effect on residents. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the lower 30s, mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high in the upper 50s. This is KPR and it's 3:35.
Support for
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. 153 years ago this week, in the tiny town of Carbondale, Kansas, a baby was born who would one day change the world of paleontology. And today, commentator Katie Keckeisen tells us about the man who first discovered the remains of everyone's favorite dinosaur.
If you ask any kid what their favorite, just a few days shy of his 90th birthday. If you visit the American Museum of Natural History today, most of the dinosaur fossils on display were excavated by him. And a little closer to home, if you want to see the Triceratops skull he unearthed on his first dig, you can visit the KU Biodiversity and Natural History Museum, where it remains on display.
Commentator Katie Keckeisen is a local history librarian for the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library. She lives in Topeka. You are listening to listener-supported Kansas Public Radio over the air, on the app, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. This story is posted there. You can hear it again or share it with a friend.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies too, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, the co-chairs of the House Problem Solvers Caucus, one is a Democrat, one is a Republican, have now turned their attention to immigration enforcement.
In terms of ICE, we should all agree that the mask should come off. We should all agree on the need for body cameras 24/7.
We'll learn more about the bipartisan effort to find common ground on this contentious issue coming up on Kansas Public Radio. Lows in the lower 30s tonight, highs in the upper 50s tomorrow. It's 51 degrees in Lawrence. It's 53 in Chanute. It's 10 minutes before 4.
All down for you on Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on KPR 1 and KPR 2. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Lots more All Things Considered still to come, but coming up in 1 minute, we'll start things off with an update of news headlines. It's 4 o'clock.
The President's right.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, assisted living, caring for people with age-related issues from memory care to physical needs. Do more, engage more, and live more at Nuvant House of Lawrence.
It's 52 degrees in Lawrence, 53 in Emporia, 51 in Manhattan. The time is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. Lots to talk about coming up at 4:30, a fresh update of news headlines. At 4:36, refugees from three continents are now suing the Department of Homeland Security, saying that immigration agents illegally arrested and detained them as part of a Trump administration review of asylum seekers. We will also get an update on some of the issues pertaining to U.S. veterans. It all has to do with this plan to drastically streamline VA bureaucracy. It's all coming up on KPR. I hope you'll stay tuned.
Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
Help us celebrate 30 years of music that's shaken, not stirred, as KPR presents the Retro Cocktail Hour 30th Anniversary Weekend. It'll be here before you know it, February 27th and 28th, the weekend packed with parties and live music, including the jet-setter jazz of Nutty, plus Exotica Cocktail, performing the music of Martin Denny and Les Baxter. For a complete schedule and information about tickets, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
It's 52 degrees in Lawrence, and it is 4:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition. Every weekday, a great way to start off your morning with the very latest news from all around the world, all around the nation, and all around the region.
Support for KPR comes from the Soulis Fine Art 20th Annual Winter Auction, featuring Kansas artists Berger Sanzane, along with historic works by KU faculty Raymond Eastwood, Robert Sudlow, and Albert Block. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com.
Up next, we have news headlines. The time is 4:30.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A proposed ban on cell phones in Kansas schools is now back on the table after state lawmakers waffled on major changes to the policy. On Monday, a House committee voted to make the ban optional, but the next day the committee reversed course again. The new proposal would force public schools to lock phones away for the entire school day, but private schools would not have the same requirements. Republican Representative Sherry Brantley says that state mandates should only apply to public schools.
Private schools do not receive our funding, and so I don't believe that they should have policy from us.
Critics pointed out that Kansas gives tax breaks to individuals or companies who donate money for private school scholarships. Universities in Kansas are bracing for what has been referred to as an enrollment cliff coming up in 2028. It's a nationwide phenomenon caused by people having fewer babies during the 2008 financial crisis. Now those children are in high school, so there are fewer students to recruit for higher education. Carl Stumo with Pittsburgh State University, says schools are left with two choices.
You have to figure out ways to grow, or the harder decision would be to just try to maintain your current overall institutional size, right? But it's harder to grow when you have fewer students to recruit.
Data from the Western Interstate Commission for Higher Education estimates a more than 6% decline in college students by the year 2030. England has chosen Kansas City as its home base for its men's team in the upcoming FIFA World Cup 2026. KCUR reporting that the English national men's squad is joining Argentina in setting up its main base of operations in Kansas City for the tournament. It had previously been reported that England would be operating out of Prairie Village, Kansas, where it has booked all 54 rooms at the inn at Meadowbrook. However, the team announced today it would use practice facilities at Swope Soccer Village, the former base for Sporting Kansas City. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the lower 30s. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s. This is KPR and it's 435.
Support for NPR.
Take the news as it comes, day by day.
What did you learn by reading the report?
Story by story.
Does this mean something bigger when it comes to 2026?
Morning Edition from NPR News breaks it all down for you every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Count on KPR to bring you Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will have your local news. Again, that's 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 5:01, at 5:06. A lot of people had salty discussions today on Capitol Hill. I don't mean to laugh. It's incredibly serious. Attorney General Pam Bondi testified on Capitol Hill and faced some very harsh criticism from House Democrats.
You've turned the People's Department of Justice into Trump's instrument of revenge. Trump orders up prosecutions like pizza, and you deliver every time.
Well, she didn't take that sitting down. We'll tell you more about today's combative hearings coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
It's 10 minutes before 5.
At sysimsfoundation.org. And from Progressive, Progressive Commercial Insurance protects small businesses, from retailers to tradespeople. Progressive covers a variety of business needs with a range of coverages. More at progressivecommercial.com.
Sometimes the best New Year's resolution is to keep a healthy habit going strong. So keep joining us weekday mornings for Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in just about 1 minute. The time is 5 o'clock.
Skoll.org. And Jarl and Pamela Moan, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
Lows in the lower 30s tonight, highs in the upper 50s tomorrow. It's 51 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, and the time is 5:06.
News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can become a member at any time. We appreciate you listening to KPR and supporting the project of public media throughout Northeast and East Central Kansas. If you'd like to help in that endeavor, it's very simple. Just become a member today. Again, you just go to kansaspublicradio.org and click on the word support.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Coming up on KPR, news headlines at 5:30. A little bit after that, actor James Vanderbeek was best known for playing the teenage lead on the popular television show Dawson's Creek.
Dawson is this very earnest dreamer, so earnest that he sometimes came across as a sad sack.
Vanderbeek has died of cancer at the age of 48. We'll look back at his life and his career. And in this next 30 minutes, we will find out more about the man who first discovered T-Rex bones. He's from Kansas. Full story from Katie Keckeisen coming right up.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing whole person care at one location, including primary care, mental health, and vaccines. Heartland is now accepting new Medicare patients and private insurance. More at heartlandhealth.org.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the lower 30s, highs in the upper 50s. Tomorrow it is 50 degrees in Topeka, 50 in Abilene. The time is 5:20.
On and off the ice on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Morning Edition will get you caught up on all the news from overnight and a whole lot more.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Up next, we have news headlines. It is 50 degrees in Topeka, 51 in Atchison. It's 5:30.
Those patients scheduled to deport actually made it out. Atrofah policy is calculated in figures. For families here, it's counted in years apart. Anas Bobo, NPR News, Gaza City.
This is NPR News in Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A proposed ban on cell phones in Kansas schools is now back on the table after state lawmakers waffled on major changes to the policy. On Monday, a House committee voted to make the ban optional, but the next day, the committee reversed course again. The new proposal would force public schools to lock phones away for the entire school day, but private schools would not have the same requirements. Republican Representative Sherry Brantley says that state mandates should only apply to public schools.
Private schools do not receive our funding, and so I don't believe that they should have policy from us.
However, critics pointed out that Kansas does give tax breaks to individuals or companies who donate money for private school scholarships. Democratic Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says a racist social media post by President Donald Trump should not have happened. KMUW's Carla Eccles reports.
Governor Kelly was dismayed by the video clip depicting former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle as primates in a jungle.
I was offended and actually appalled and saddened, you know, that in today's world, in 2026, that can still happen.
In terms of Kansas, Kelly says, it's been made clear years ago that we are a free state. The Democratic governor says we value people of all different backgrounds, colors, creeds, and religions.
What matters is what kind of contribution are you making to our communities, to our state.
Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran also says the now-deleted post was racist and not who we are as a nation. I'm Carla Eccles.
Universities in Kansas are bracing for what's known as an enrollment cliff in 2028. That's a nationwide phenomenon caused by people having fewer babies during the 2008 financial crisis. Now those children are in high school, so there are fewer students to recruit for higher education. Carl Stumo with Pittsburgh State University says schools are left with two choices.
You have to figure out ways to grow, or the harder decision would be to just try to maintain your current overall institutional size, right? But it's harder to grow when you have fewer students to recruit.
Data from the Western Interstate Commission for Higher Education estimates a more than 6% decline in college students by the year 2030. This is KPR.
Support for NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. 153 years ago this week, in the tiny town of Carbondale, Kansas, a baby was born who would one day change the world of paleontology. Today, commentator Katie Keckeisen tells us about the man who first discovered the remains of pretty much everyone's favorite dinosaur.
If you ask any kid what their favorite dinosaur is, just a few days shy of his 90th birthday. If you visit the American Museum of Natural History today, most of the dinosaur fossils on display were excavated by him. And a little closer to home, if you want to see the Triceratops skull he unearthed on his first dig, you can visit the KU Biodiversity and Natural History Museum, where it remains on display.
Commentator Katie Keckeisen is a local history librarian for the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library. She lives in Topeka. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 90.3 FM in Chanute. We are always streaming online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that's enriched your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at kansaspublicradio.org.
Thanks so much for joining us this evening. Closing in on 6 o'clock at 6:01, we'll have an update of news headlines. Coming up at just about 10 minutes past 6, we're going to speak with the founder of World Central Kitchen, Jose Andres, about how the organization has been scaling its operations in Gaza to serve, are you ready for this, 1 million meals a day. How are they doing it? We'll talk about it coming up here on KPR. Stay tuned. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the lower 30s. Highs tomorrow in the upper 50s. It is 50 degrees in Topeka at 10 minutes before 6.
This Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia. For 35 years, sharing what works in schools today and working to inspire new ways to learn tomorrow. More at edutopia.org. This is NPR.
2026 is already off to an eventful start. And while we can't predict what will happen, we will be here with the next chapter of the story on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. K210CR Atchison, 89.9. K258BT Manhattan, 99.5. And KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.